ESPN is now the home of MLB.tv. If you have the ESPN Unlimited plan, you'll get a $15 discount on the 2026 seasonal MLB.tv package. And if you don't, no problem. When you sign up for MLB.tv, you'll receive a one-month free trial of ESPN Unlimited. Cancel anytime without losing your MLB.tv access. Get in on the action at stream.espn.com/MLBTV.
ESPN Unlimited auto renews at $29.99 per month after free trial unless canceled. Blackouts and other terms apply.
From 30 for 30 Podcasts.
Did you say someone got shot?
Brian Patta, senior defensive lineman from Miami, gunned down.
The key to this case, it's Brian.
An hour before he died, he was on the phone arguing with somebody.
This might be a hit.
You want the truth. They just want a conviction.
Being placed under arrest.
We had a killer amongst us.
Murder at the U. Listen now.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of The Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. This is The Rich Eisen Show.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
From The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
What did you tell Tom Brady?
We came to play football, not argue with the refs. And yeah, he didn't like it.
Earlier on the show, 2026 NFL draft prospect Eli Stowers. Coming up, Michigan State head coach Tom Izzo. Actor Kevin Zegers. Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday. And now, Rich Eisen.
Hour two of The Rich Eisen Show on the air here on this Tuesday in March, late March. The madness, as we know, has gotten us down to 16 teams. They call it the Sweet 16. I'm just dispensing information. You already know. That's what I'm great at. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. And he's truly my favorite Spartan. great television show back in the day. He's in March Madness. Let me get this right. My goodness gracious. 28 straight times in March, bringing Michigan State to the big dance. That is an all-time record. Getting set to coach them in the Sweet 16 for a 17th time. Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Izzo back.
Woo! Yes, sir.
What's up, coach? How are you? Good to see you.
Boy, them are some fancy new dibs you got out there in that studio, man. That look nice.
What do you think?
When are you going to invite me and Mooch out there to, you know, buy us a burger and watch the show or something?
Oh, listen, Tom, where I'm up for that. You know, Steve's favorite burger place in town. He likes wagering those burgers. It's called the Apple Pan. He wagers those against my 15-year-old son when Michigan plays Michigan State, Tom. So
this year was not a good year, man.
Well, I don't know. We might see it one more time in Indianapolis. What do you think? Right?
I think both parties would be excited about that.
Yes.
Because that means we're both there. But I can't believe Mariucci actually spends money on a burger out. Usually he just cooks it at home.
Oh, yeah.
To save money, you know, he is.
No. Is he going to be in D.C.? Is he coming to watch?
You know, he's not. He was going to come, but he's got his kids coming out to his place in Montana now that he's riding horses and everything. You know, I'm still working. He's riding horses. What the hell's going on with that deal?
I think he's trying to get a part in the new Yellowstone series, Tom. I think. Could you imagine? Mooch in Yellowstone. You know, that would be great. You know, does he wear a cowboy hat? Does he do that? Does he do all of that stuff?
Hey, I just gave him a new pair of tennis shoes because he had the same ones he was wearing when he was coaching at the 49ers. So, I mean, that's how bad Mariucci is.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's
I love him, though. He's the best. But
I know.
As far as, you know, tighter than a skin on a grape, his poor wife, he doesn't let her buy anything.
Oh, my gosh. Is Magic going to be there? Walk me through who you know is going to be in D.C.
No, I don't know, Magic. He's supposed to call in today. So, I'll find out what he's doing. I think Steve Smith is coming. I mean, okay. They'll have a lot of alums there. Like, you'll have a lot of alums in Chicago, you know. And but how about six Big Ten teams still left?
How about it? How about it?
UCLA was going to be the seventh, you know, and they didn't get a guy hurt. They were playing really well, and I thought Wisconsin was playing really well and got upset by one.
I know. Six Big Ten teams, Coach. I'll give you the floor on that, what you think that means. Go for it. What do you think?
Well, I think it's pretty exciting. You know, we have 12 women's teams in. We have three or four hockey teams in from the Big Ten. We have six teams in a Sweet 16. We've had national champs in football the last 3 years. I'd say, you know, you better move back into Big Ten country. Oh, that's right. You are in Big Ten country. I forgot.
I still can't get used to that. I still can't. It's crazy that I do live in Big Ten country. But that is the world in which we live. All right. So walk me through. Where are you in the process for UConn right now? Where are you?
Yeah, we're up to here with film, you know, and watching film and kind of figuring out. We had practice yesterday. We're going to have a little practice today at 3:00, and then believe it or not, I'm gonna have a little practice tonight at 9:30 because we play at 9:45, which will end up about 10:15. So you'll probably miss the game.
You know, I'm on the West Coast. I'm on the West Coast, so I'll be watching it. I'll be there.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll be there. Yeah,
but that's one advantage. But being out there.
That's crazy. It really is nuts. But you really that's who you're prepping everybody. You're actually going to be holding a practice of when you're expected potential. Well, you expected to be later. Your scheduled tip off time is going to be.
We're going to do it once early in the week, just so you know how anal coaches are. Just to have. I'll never forget when Mariucci had his first NFL game. He lined his guys up in practice for the national anthem. You know, we get a little goofy when we get to this time of year. So,
right.
I guess that's what I'll do tonight.
Are you superstitious?
No. No, I don't wear the same tie, underwear, socks, nothing.
Nothing.
I don't do that.
You don't do that. You don't believe. You don't. It's probably better. It's probably
better.
Are
you superstitious, Rich?
I just don't want to get in the way, Tom. You know what I mean? Like, I just, that, certainly when it comes to my teams, I just want to stay out of the way. Does that make sense to you? You know?
That makes sense. Yeah. You know, but that doesn't mean you can't be. Remember that one year we were betting on pajamas that your whole family had to wear, you know? Remember that year?
Oh, my God.
I think we won that year,
yes,
too,
you
and
did.
I never saw them, so I don't know.
Yeah, you did. But, trust me, Tom, there's many photographs of me wearing Ohio State gear from the early parts of this show about, you know, from when we first started 11 years ago to about 5 years ago. I'm. You know,
it's changed, though. It's flipped now. So you're a little better.
No, certainly on that front. So what is the challenge you're already seeing already out of UConn and Dan Hurley's squad?
You know, they have a former player from Michigan, a kid named Reed, who has just blossomed his last 2 months. I mean, he had 31 points, 27 rebounds. He's 6'11", 270 pounds. You know, he's built more like a defensive lineman, but he's done a hell of a job for him. And then he got the kid Caravan, who's been there, I think, since UConn opened. seems like he's been there forever. And he's still as solid as a rock. But, you know, like us, they got a lot of players back. And Danny does a great job there. So it'll be a war. And, I mean, both physical teams. And it should be a hell of a game, I hope.
What do you find is a through line for success in the tournament, Coach?
Well, I think a couple things that we do really well, defend and rebound. And I think one thing that really bothers me, because it's you're a big football guy, and whenever they talk about the Super Bowl, you know what they talk about? The rushing game and turnovers, you know, turnovers. Lately, we've turned the ball over too much, and that's my one worry, because Danny, you know, UConn comes at you hard, and turnovers are going to be a big key. So hopefully we can straighten that out in these 3-4 days here.
Yeah, I mean, in the whole survive and advance mantra on top of it, I mean, and I know the Big Ten tournament didn't go the way you wanted, but your first two games in this tournament have been very impressive, to say the least, Coach. So what do you tell them? I mean, you just flush it, and then it just doesn't matter? Like, new tournament, new everything? What'd you say to them?
That's kind of what I did. I mean, you know, we're not as talented a team as you've seen us over the years, the last 2 years, but we've been maybe more together team, very connected, pretty tough. We've gotten better offensively, but But on our margin for error, Rich, is pretty slim. So we played a good UCLA team who really played well. That Dent was unbelievable in our game. And they beat us. And, you know, I thought we got beat by a good team. But when you go back, you got Saturday, you get up and you say, well, now it's time for the real tournament. You know, if I would have won the Big Ten tournament, I would have called that the real tournament. But since I lost it, I moved on to the next real tournament.
You crack me up, man. Tom Izzo here on the Rich Eisen Show. Obviously, you've had some terrific point guards through your tenure. Where does Fears rank for you, Tom?
Well, he's moving right up there. But, you know, I think everybody's – you can't canonize somebody till they put some bricks and mortar in. You know, you gotta win some championships, or you got to at least get to Final Fours, or you got to do some things, you know, that point guards are like quarterbacks. They're judged almost more on wins and losses than they are out of production. Now, he's been the best assist man in the country. He's really gotten – better this last year. He's better shooter. He's improving in a lot of areas. And now, you know, like they say about coaches, you know, you got to win certain games. So we got to a Sweet 16 last year, to an Elite Eight. We'll see what happens. But he's up there with those top four or five guys. You know, I'll put Magic up there, even though I didn't coach him. But from Cleaves to, you know, Cassius Winston, I mean, those guys were, you know, maybe the top. Denzel Valentine was a very good point guard here. Caitlin Lucas was a great point guard here. So I've had some really good ones. And he's right there knocking on the door. We'll see what happens here in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, I mean, again, you think point guards, that's just in general or just your program measured that way, Tom?
I think in general, I think point guards are quarterbacks, and you know what quarterbacks are. You're more in tune to football a little bit, and you can have great stats as a quarterback, but if you don't have the production or you don't win a championship, you never get quite what you. And I'm not saying we got to win a championship for him to be, you know, with some of those other guys. Listen, he's had a hell of a year. He's made great progress. What I told him is two things we got to keep working on: making all the players around you even better, and dragging them with you. And then turnovers have been a little problem lately, so we're hoping to clean those up.
What about playing under control, emotions?
Yeah, Coach, he's got to do that. He's gotten there, though, Rich. You know, I don't always play under control either, so I'm probably a bad role model for
him. Don't be that way. You. Obviously, you know what I'm talking about. Do you ever connect him with Draymond to have conversations about that?
I did. In a matter of fact, I called all the people that had problems. I called down to Phoenix because, you know, they had a kid that played at Duke that went through a little bit of that. But, you know, it's, you know, I mean, I'm not proud of everything, but I understand some things, and some things get blown out of proportion. But I don't defend anybody. You know, if you're not doing what you're supposed to do, you gotta take the ridicule that you get. But I think he's grown from that a lot. And sometimes adversity brings coaches and players together too. And so, not that I want it to bring us together, but I think it did bring us together a little bit.
Well, I mean, were you referring to Grayson Allen? You connected him with Grayson Allen?
I didn't have him, but I talked to some people.
I see.
I knew what he went through, and you know, it's tough. I mean, sometimes it's emotions do get the best of us sometimes, and that's all I'll say about it.
Yeah, he's a terrific player, though. You know what I mean?
He's really a good kid. I mean, academically he's been great. Off the court he's been great. You know, he has to learn how to control his emotions a little bit. I'd say that's a fair statement.
Okay. Tom Izzo here, a couple minutes left, coach of Michigan State basketball. Am I your favorite Michigan man, Tom? Seriously.
I got a guy I work with here named Doug Herner, who played at Michigan back when Cassie Russell was there.
Okay.
And he's been with me for 30 years, so
all right.
You're probably – it's one in 1A.
I don't mind being your – I just want to be in your top five. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're in my top five.
Okay. I just want to be in your top five. You know what I mean? Because I
wouldn't be on the show if you weren't on my top five. Well, I actually got work to do. Now, normally you'd call me on the week of the Michigan game to distract me.
No. No, I stayed out of your way. I stayed out of your way.
You did.
I try to stay out of your way. And, you know.
And by the way, we lost. So next year, call me again, which is right. Back to winning.
Am I the mush? Are you saying I'm the mush?
Motivator. You're the motivator. When I think of you wearing Spartan pajamas, that motivates me. So next year, I want you to call me the week we play them, and I'll be on the show.
Well, I'm curious to know, in all seriousness, you know, the Dusty May moment when he's sitting on your bench coming out before the game and the fans are giving him all sorts of crap in your house. What did you make of this, Tom?
Hey, you think I get hugs and kisses when I go to Ann Arbor? this year, the things they said to me in Ann Arbor were almost, I couldn't even put them on the air. But, you know, one of my favorite all-time things happened in Ann Arbor. You know, usually, Schembecker was really good to me. I was really close with Lloyd Carr. You know, mm-hmm. He's a Northern Michigan grad with Mooch and I. And
that's right.
So when I went down there, a lot of good things. But one guy had this big poster when I went out there about 6-7 years ago, and it was me yelling at an official, and it said angry midget, and I thought it was so good. I went up in a student section, and I said, "Can I take a picture with you?" You know, and I think the guy liked me after that because of it. He was mad because he wanted to hate me, and that was kind of a unique moment. So I have my good times in Ann Arbor, also.
I love it, and you know, it's kind of crazy, Tom. Before I let you go, it's entirely possible that you could survive, advance, and face Rick Pitino, and then get to Indianapolis and face Calipari. You know, guys who have been all over the map, but as long as your tenure, you know? And it's just amazing how that's entirely possible right now. Can't make it up, you know?
You know, I just talked earlier today to Kelvin Sampson.
That's right.
You have to see him too. Houston has been in it, and he's got a chance. And believe it or not, Rich, I replaced Kelvin as the GA at Michigan State. He worked for Judd for a year.
Wow, that I did not know.
Judd's upstairs having a beer right now.
That's right.
Telling Kelvin and I, neither one of us played a lick of zone, and he's mad at us for that. He's having a beer, but he's probably still swearing at us for not playing zone.
I bet. It's remarkable what you're doing, and you know I love you, and I do root for you, with the exception of one or two times.
That's
but
fair,
you know that,
man.
Right?
That's
you know.
And
that.
You know what? I root for you, and I was kidding you about the new. But boy, walking through, watching you walk through, got a hell of a place up there. Out there, sometime I'm going to get out there with Mooch, and we're going to come visit. Yeah, make him buy the burgers. How's that?
Okay, that's great. What do you, are we taking a hot tea with lemon? What are we doing for the voice here? What do we got?
You know, it's my damn wife. I got to yell at her to get my clothes ready. So it's really my wife's fault, not anybody else.
Got it. Okay. Make a note of that. Tom, take care of yourself, man. Good luck against UConn and beyond.
Thanks, Rich. I appreciate you. Seriously.
Don't get him, coach.
My favorite Spartan right there. Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Izzo. And I'm 1A. Favorite Michigan man. There he goes. Okay.
Funny that he wants you to talk to him, but you won't even talk to your own.
I thought you were going to throw me under the bus in front of him.
I was about to.
I think both of us wanted to.
I was about to.
It's different. It's different. It's totally different. It's totally different. I root for him. I truly do. I don't. You know how I watch Duke games around here?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I
mean, literally.
Right. Have you ever heard me root against Michigan State in that
No,
way?
No.
In all seriousness.
Not basketball.
Not basketball.
Not basketball.
Football, yeah, but not.
Well, but football is not him.
Yeah, it's different.
What if he coached football?
But he doesn't.
That was quick.
But he doesn't. Don't forget his.
Good.
The football coach now twice removed. Okay? The football coach twice removed in Mel Tucker refused to let us give an NIL glue deal to Kenneth Walker.
That's true.
After he scored 5 times against my Wolverines. And I'm like, how do we not give the glue deal to kid?
It was very strange.
Said no.
Yeah.
And then his predecessor, D'Antonio, is the one who marched through the Michigan football warmups in Michigan State. There's some bad, bad blood. There's bad blood in basketball too. There's no doubt. But it's just different. It's different. Izzo's different. That guy's a legend. He is Mooch in high tops.
He really is.
Right?
Yeah.
They're the same person.
Yeah.
They are.
They really are.
You know? And so, obviously, that's just, I've got the biggest soft spot.
Yeah.
I do not root against him. If Michigan, who's the one who said Michigan State versus Michigan? Somebody came on this program and predicted that. That was their bracket.
Oh, that was. Was it Jay Billis?
It might have been Jay.
No, Billis had Iowa State bouncing Michigan.
Oh.
And he had Michigan State beating Duke in his bracket. But I think it was Seth Greenberg. Didn't Seth Greenberg have Michigan State versus Michigan?
It had to be Jay or Seth because they
Those are the ones that we had on
last week.
That would be stupid.
Oh.
Crazy stupid. That would be crazy stupid. But when Michigan takes on Michigan State in basketball, I'm all in on that front. But outside of that, I do root for him. The other way around, it's not the case. And I understand that because they can't get into Michigan.
Wow. Man, that's so hard.
Did he hang up on the Zoom? Or did
he's checked out.
He said he had stuff to do.
Yeah.
I'm looking up acceptance.
Get a lozenge. Acceptance rates.
Okay. Hold on.
Okay. Michigan. One's easier to get into, pal. And one in state, you know, I'm telling you, it's the truth. Trust me. I went there for 4 years and it's only gotten more difficult. I couldn't get into Michigan now.
Yeah, acceptance rates to Michigan right now between 16 and 18%.
Not great.
It's nothing. I mean, it's, yeah.
That's kind of crazy. 115,000 applications.
That's.
And if you look up Michigan State's acceptance rate, it just says turnstile.
No, it does say 84%.
Rich Sky.
You are.
What?
No, it is.
Is this thing on? Nobody's answering.
The AI overview calls it a lightly.
Selective
institution.
What is it called?
Lightly selective.
Lightly selective.
Sounds like dating me.
Yeah. Whoa.
Like, what?
Lightly selective is my Mike Del Tufo's dating policy.
Wow.
You can see the look up Mike Del Tufo's acceptance rate and it says OnlyFans. We take a break. We take a break.
We should. We really should.
We'll let you know if we're ever coming back.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
Rich Eisen here. The tax deadline will be here before you know it, and you just want to know your taxes are actually being handled. But the old way? You hand everything off, and then silence. Days pass, weeks pass. You start wondering, should I send another follow-up email? It feels like you're chasing updates and getting nowhere. But now, taxes are different because your taxes are done for you by a TurboTax full-service expert. With Intuit TurboTax, you can match with your dedicated tax expert and hand off everything right in the app. And while your expert checks for every deduction, you'll see real-time updates on your phone so you always know exactly where things stand. Suddenly, you're not refreshing your inbox. You're going for a run, grabbing a coffee, scrolling anything other than a just checking in message because your TurboTax expert is handling it and keeping you in the loop. So this tax season, get your best possible outcome and every dollar you deserve without the guesswork. Visit TurboTax.com today to learn more. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app. Only available with TurboTax full service experts. If you're like me and my family, you're all about creating amazing memories while on vacation. And for me, many of those have involved a home we found on Airbnb. We had such great experiences that whenever we travel somewhere new, we always check Airbnb first to find a place that fits our needs. The homes we've stayed in, comfortable, safe, private. You feel like you're part of the community. After a long day of exploring or sitting on a beach, it really is nice to come back to a place you can call your own. Airbnb is also a great way, if you want, to earn some extra money while you're traveling or out of your house for an extended period of time. You can make your home work for you while you're away. Not as a full-time thing, not as some big production, just something that fits into trips you're already taking. You can use the money for that dream vacation or put that money towards that outdoor kitchen you always wanted. Hosting on Airbnb just feels smart. Your home may be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Save money and get a better view of the road when you replace your worn-out wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, save $10 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. They feature beam blade technology to improve windshield contact for maximum visibility. The professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades for free. Choose Rain-X Latitude wiper blades at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or online at O'ReillyAuto.com. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on our simulcast together. Let's go to William in Topeka, Kansas. Been hanging on for a while. What's up, William?
Hello. Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for making.
I was wondering why no mock drafts seem to have the Chiefs taking Kenyon Sadiq or any Travis Kelce heir apparent. None of your esteemed colleagues seem to think that they're going to do that.
No.
I'm wondering why, because, you know, even though he signed a 3-year contract, I think, at least from my perspective, everyone's assuming that it's going to be his last year and the other two are just there in case he wants to. And if he wants to come back again, they'll restructure it.
Right.
But, I mean,
it's a roadmap.
Why do you guys think that they're not thinking about that?
Because I don't know if Kenyon Sadiq is a 9th overall pick prospect. And I know you take him when you can get him, but they probably need a wide out more. I mean, for now in the future, I think a wide out is more a better use of their real estate there, William, from the fact that, again, Kelce is coming back. And I know you'd like to get a stupendous tight end to follow in his footsteps whenever it's time for somebody to do that. But at the wide receiver position, you've got Rashee Rice, who has been suspended and is either what's a good way to put it here? Injury-wise or on that front, potentially not dependable. And then there's Xavier Worthy. And then Hollywood Brown just left the team. And, you know, I think they did re-sign Thornton. I think it's
they
a better...
And I think he's going to surprise a lot of people.
No, maybe so. I just think it's a better use of their 9th overall pick real estate to go with a wide out, William. That's my 2 cents on that. And I appreciate your call.
Yeah, or a corner, too. You know,
You could...
After having traded McDuffie.
You could go Delaney right there. He's worthy of a top 10 pick.
It seems like they're
penciling
in for wide outer corner.
Right. I think that that's a better use of their...
I mean, even if Jeremiah Love does slip, you know, they just spent the free agency dollar Walker. If
that would be wild. There's no way Love is slipping. Like the Don.
Like the Don.
Rest his soul, who then survived, took 5 shots. All right.
Still...
It's Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday time. Okay. Hit it.
Oh.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday. On a Tuesday.
All right, Christopher. The Overreaction Tuesday, Monday pod is still sitting there wherever you get your podcasts, whether it's for your ear gates through the ESPN Pod Center Network or... You can check it out on the Rich Eisen Show YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. You have the floor for this one.
What's up, guys? Happy Tuesday. Great to see you. A couple NFL things and then a little hodgepodge here.
How dare you, hodgepodge?
NFL draft on the brain. We're a month out. Can't wait. It's going to be awesome. And more you think about it and you think about where this team is slated, the moves they've already made, and their kind of history, it feels like the Rams are going to do something crazy during the NFL draft. Trade up for Jeremiah Love? Are they a Ty Simpson spot? It just feels like...
I don't think they're a Ty Simpson spot. Why would they do that?
Succession plan.
But they've
seen how it works when other teams don't do this.
But is Ty Simpson really the Rams' best succession plan? Is he?
Ooh,
that's what I'm saying. Is like
right now,
what they did with or for Trent McDuffie, I think gives you the roadmap. That's leading you to say something like this as a conversation starter for Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday. Correct.
Win right now.
Right. That we're going to take one of the first round draft choices, our own, which we're more apt or free to trade because we got Atlanta's in this year's draft last year, so they could move up to take James Pierce who might not be playable for a while.
Yeah.
And to utilize that draft choice at all on a quarterback of the future makes no sense. It doesn't jibe with everything else that they are indicating for less need. And I don't know if Ty Simpson's like, you know what we're going to do? We're so set for this year that we're already going to look over the steering wheel. What if Stafford wants to keep playing? What if Stafford puts another season together, most likely not MVP, but close enough to the point where he wants to keep playing? And you already, it doesn't make much sense. So I'll go here and say this is not an overreaction, but they're not gonna force the issue. They're not gonna force it. So getting McDuffie using their own draft choice was a brilliant move. It's exactly what they needed, and they went at a very high end to fill that need. And I think that they're sitting there at 13th overall with an opportunity to get a really good player for now and the future. That's where they're going to go. But this is not an overreaction. Jeremiah Love would be insane. You'd have to, again, get up to, I guess, Field Yates has him dropping a 7. You'd have to come up high to the point where you have to come correct. I mean, Daniel Jeremiah, I don't ever discount what he has to say. It just strikes me, if you got Kyron, you got Blake Corum, that's pretty darn good. That's good enough at the least and excellent at the most.
What if they swap with Cleveland and then Cleveland takes Simpson at 13?
Listen, I know what Orlovsky had to say, but I think Simpson is potentially being overrated by
Lewis
people
Riddick
right now.
Lewis Riddick, too, is pumping up Simpson right now. All right, let's
go. And maybe they'll be, and they're all right, and we'll see what happens. But I don't know. Simpson is...
I think once his pro day hits soon here...
Oh, it'll go crazy.
It's going to go...
What else, Chris? What else you got over there?
All right, let's talk Jeremiah Love. Okay, so Adam Schefter said yesterday to Pat that doesn't think Arizona or Tennessee are in the mix for him. That puts Washington in a good spot. But if you're Jeremiah Love, yeah, you want to go as high as you can.
Yes.
But he should want to slide out of the top 10.
Why?
Think about Jeremiah Love on the Dallas Cowboys, TJ, or Tampa, or Baltimore, or Kansas City, Cincinnati. That's where he should want to go.
Well, if he winds up in Washington, Washington was four quarters away from the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Yeah,
but, last year
but now we got questions about the quarterback. Their coach maybe almost got fired last year.
You're off.
That is a tough situation, tough division.
I'll call that an overreaction. Look at your team, buddy. Went from fourth overall to the Super
buddy,
Bowl.
Bro.
I did him with the buddy because he had his team had the right coach mix with the draft prospect taking one spot away from Jaden Daniels. And this is Jaden Daniels. If he could be connected to Jaden Daniels for the Washington Commanders in the NFC East, right there in the middle of the Atlantic, and this is the guy, along with Jaden Daniels, that can lead them into the new, you know, RFK Senior Stadium, you know, then this is exactly the spot he should want to go to. If I'm Jeremiah Love, I'm waking up and seeing this mock draft saying, the Commanders? Sign me up. Now, if he could wind up with the Giants, that's another one. I mean, being in the New York City media market as Jeremiah Love, you know, in the city where they had come up with the I Love New York t-shirts, get out of here.
Ooh, I mean,
you know, I mean, like we're talking.
That's some nice extra ends for
come
your pocket.
On. Just because you're sitting there saying these teams stink, you don't want to play for teams that stink.
I don't want to play for a team that stinks, do you?
Well, somebody drafted by the Patriots. You think Will Campbell's like, oh, I'm playing for a team that stinks.
I'm playing for a team that has six.
Yada, yada, yada. He's in the Super Bowl, and everybody's now pointing fingers that he's the reason why they lost it. But
well,
yeah, you know what I mean?
Okay.
He's in a good spot.
I'm thinking if I go to the
this
team,
is an over-
not going to stink.
This is an overreaction.
Interesting.
What else?
How about this one? There is a quarterback out there, okay?
Arch?
Who maybe his stock has fallen a little bit, even though he's had some playoff success. A quarterback needy team should call Houston for CJ Stroud.
Houston was the place.
If you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, Would you trade 21 for CJ Stroud?
I would.
You would, you wouldn't?
I would.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And if you're Houston.
No, you wouldn't.
You don't have to pay him. You're not on the hook for $250 million.
He is constantly tilting at
and
this
you get
windmill.
To start over.
He is constantly
and you have a playoff team built around
nail.
Ty Simpson.
Why would you want to start over if you
he
it's
is
about dollars and cents, TJ.
To find a team that has drafted a quarterback in the top five and has gotten a good amount of success with that kid.
But not great.
In the first contract, but not great. And in the process of doing well enough, but not great, has shown some Achilles heels and weaknesses, certainly in the divisional round of the playoffs. All right. And he's in desperate search of that team to finally abandon the plan rather than be on the hook for a Tua type deal. Rather be on the hook for any type of deal that they will essentially regret. The Tua type deal is the now shorthand of sure. You paid him, you shouldn't have paid him, and it cost everyone their jobs. And Nick Caserio, coming from the Belichick sort of school, or at least that world, would be exactly the guy to do it. You think he's your man? You think CJ Stroud's that guy?
Be my huckleberry, Nick.
Talking it into existence. Every chance you can.
This is a great idea.
It's not going to happen. It will not happen.
It should.
It's not. But you're saying a quarterback needy team should call Houston for CJ Stroud. You're not saying that Houston should listen. You're saying someone should call.
I'm saying someone should.
And this is, if that is the box in which you're putting this topic bar, I will say this is a good reaction. Call him up.
Hey. You want to be on the hook for $280 million for a guy that...
Yeah, that's not a great way to posit your trade, Chris, because my answer would be like, oh, but you will. So you want me to trade him to you so you could do what you're telling me beware of doing. That makes no sense. As a matter of fact, the price has now gone up.
Great.
Great job, man. You are the art of the deal maker right there.
Yeah, I didn't write no book.
Okay. Clearly with English like that.
A few more. I'm watching some hoops last night, TJ. I'm watching the Alien in San Antonio, the team that you should have adopted as your favorite team, as you said a couple
of years
ago.
He did, didn't he? Yeah, we added that banner.
Yeah, but
he gave up.
I have a personal connection to them, for
you
sure.
You had 1 foot in. Wemby has passed Joker as the best player in the world.
That's an overreaction. We've seen it once. Like this, to this level. He's been incredible.
MVP odds are closing.
Well, let's have him talk about his MVP candidacy.
Oh.
Mikey, you want to, here we go.
I have thought about it. I think right now there is a debate, you know, that should be. Even though I think I should lead the race. And I'm trying to make sure that until the end of the season, there's no debate anymore.
I love his development. I love him. He is brash. Did we see the brashness coming?
Yeah.
He is brash.
I like it.
He is brash with some brass. And the thing that I think that is ultimately his superpower is he cares, man. Like game 65 on the schedule is the biggest game of his life. And he doesn't want to lose it. And that is a superpower.
That's
as well.
Some 80s, early 90s era attitude.
But even if I say this is not an overreaction, SGA is still an odds-on favorite to win.
Still a massive favorite, -900. But it's closed. Luka's now 10-1. You know, a week ago he was 40-1. Wemby 12-1 now. So you know the gap is narrower.
How would you answer this question?
Man, I would say it's still
out. I mean, Joker's done it for much longer.
Joker's 1A, probably Shea's 1B.
I mean, Wembanyama was 12 when Jokic got drafted during a McDonald's commercial, right?
Taco Bell.
Oh, is that what it was?
Also, Luke has been incredible this season. So. All right, a couple more. It can't keep happening, TJ. We're not going to let it happen because I'm going to speak it into existence.
Here we go.
Someone other than the Dodgers is going to win the National League this year.
No, get out of here.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Get out of here. Come on now. Get ready, dude. I'm preparing myself for four Ohio State players in the top 10. And
you know what, they're going to win 120 games?
And Field Yates says it's going to be four in a row, draft picks 3 through 6. You know? It's going to be like Oprah giving out cars.
Oh.
You get a Buckeye. You get a Buckeye. I'm getting myself ready for it. Steel yourself, sir. This is going to happen again. What, Kyle Tucker? Do you see Kyle Tucker's learning which way to actually do this silly stuff?
Are they doing this again? Usually.
Well, did you see that?
No.
Yeah, like you could see when he reached first base, he kind of looked at the dugout to see which way am I supposed to do this?
Oh, man.
After he reached base is not by point. Yeah. Although Sasaki's had a terrible spring.
He should just be, I know they got Diaz, but he should just be a bullpen guy, right? Sasaki?
You know who's going to figure it out? Yeah. Dave Roberts is going to figure it out. And you need to figure this out.
I'm just putting it out
there. Overreaction.
Someone else is going to win. All right.
Not the Mets.
All right, last one. And this is hot. I'm coming in hot here.
Uh-oh.
I'm watching some of the women's basketball tournament. I'm kind of dialed there. I went 31-1 in the first round, TJ. You want to know why? Because all the favorites won.
Okay.
That tends to happen.
Okay.
The women's tournament should only have 32 teams.
Okay. All right. Why?
Because the games aren't good, and it's not good for the sport. So I took note. In the women's tournament, in the first round, 12 games were decided by 30 or more points.
Yeah, I hear you.
South Carolina won by 69.
Yeah, but...
not nice. LSU doubled up their opponent, won by 58. Five single-digit games.
Yeah, but
And they're playing these games on their home court. Why do we need to stack the deck for the favorites like that? Like, make it a little bit more compelling.
I understand that, Chris, because you need to have... fans in the stands. If you play those games that are blowouts in neutral sites, in a town that does not have potential loyal fan base to show up, you're running the risk of having empty arenas. I'll call this an overreaction. In order for there to get deeper rosters in more schools, they need to be seen on television. That simple. And I know that being seen being getting blown out. But
the ratings for a 40-point game can't be worth the squeeze.
I get it. I understand. But being on television is better than saying you don't make the tournament because you're not competitive enough.
You're California Baptist and you're losing by 60. Like, what is the point? Like, that's embarrassing.
I know.
For your sport.
I understand. I see what you're saying. Okay. I get where you're going, but I'll call that an overreaction.
All right. Just wanted to say
I appreciate your You know,
I mean, I'm watching
and I appreciate your attention to this matter.
Thank you.
As they say,
I'm trying.
All right. We take a break here on the Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH. Number to dial. Think you would like to address something that I'm poised about?
Oh, yeah.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
As you know, managing maintenance, repair and operations is never easy. But for the ones who always rise to the challenge, Grainger has your back. From professional-grade products you can count on to fast, dependable delivery, they're there to help you keep things running smoothly. Plus, their technical product specialists are here to help answer your toughest questions. And because Grainger knows safety is always a priority, they're committed to being your partner in protecting both your people and your facilities. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Come on.
844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. For small businesses, every hire counts, and so does your time. Hiring can quickly become overwhelming, from sorting applications to figuring out who's truly qualified. That's where LinkedIn Hiring Pro helps. It streamlines the process so you can focus on connecting with the right candidates, not managing the noise. Hire right the first time. Post your first job and get $100 off towards your job post at LinkedIn.com/Eisen. That's LinkedIn.com/Eisen. Terms and conditions apply. I'm out there on LinkedIn.
Well, you're out there. In the news?
Well, I was about to say, should I go on LinkedIn and start complaining about all the onboarding stuff that I'm doing right now?
Oh yeah.
I'm on a Disney portal, like giving every piece of information.
Well, if you remember
I'm moving contracts, I'm moving everything.
Yeah. Battery disposal? You watching any videos yet?
Oh, those are the absolute worst.
What?
Okay, so for AT&T,
I'm watching Pixar movies. Does that matter?
Do for AT&T?
For AT&T, we had to do stuff like watch literally a 40-minute video to show us how to dispose of.
No, batteries. I'm still getting requests from NFL HR like, you got to watch this video, got to watch that video, which normally I do, but I'm like, I'm out of here in 6 days.
Speaking of which, Rich, you know, a lot of talk about that, and I saw this thing on Awful Announcing this morning. You know, obviously NFL Network, ESPN, it's going to be one big happy family, and it's about the draft, right? So it says that there's going to be a four separate draft telecasts across the ESPN platforms, and it says NFL Network's still going to have its main coverage, and this is a direct quote from the article. Rich Eisen, who has hosted the draft coverage for nearly 20 years, is expected to continue as host.
Expected to continue. Yeah. Well, the tweet says that I'm poised.
And the quote, ESPN is poised to air.
I'm poised to anchor the broadcast once again. Here's what I can confirm.
I love that.
Here's what I can
confirm. Yeah, what can you fill us in on?
I can confirm the following.
That you're poised?
I am poised.
I'm looking at
you. You look very poised.
I am poised.
It's a nice slate shirt you got on.
Expected to. Yeah. I'll just say, of course I'm doing the draft.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, I'm expecting to do the draft for as long as I'm with NFL Network.
Fantastic.
Now, do you have this in your contract?
I think so. I mean, what are they going to
get Jerome on the phone?
I've done it. Listen, I am honored. If I keep doing this for a few more years, I will pass Chris Berman for most drafts. Yes, actually,
exactly.
Hosting.
You're going to be Berman,
which is something I never thought could be possible ever. When I first did, when I did the draft the first time in 2005,
we were here.
I'm sitting. Well, no, we're here. But I'm talking about in person. Yeah. It was 2006.
Yep.
In Radio City Music Hall, I'm sitting there in Radio City Music Hall, a Staten Island kid, and that Art Deco jewel right there in the middle of Manhattan, sitting on my set on the right side of the orchestra, and I look over the left, there's Berman, and I'm waving at him, and I'm like, you know, I thought of that Looney Tunes, you know, where Ralph the dog and Wile E. Coyote, whatever, hey, what's up? They're punching in, and then they start, you know, they're friendly at the punching into the clock, and now it's time to do battle.
It's like, yes.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what it felt like, and I'm honored to do it then. But we've also been told the NFL Game Day franchise is remaining untouched, too.
Oh, fantastic. So we've been told. Awesome news.
I don't know. I'd love to keep doing it. But all I know is I can confirm, no Awful Announcing, I am poised.
Yeah, the four broadcasted the NFL Network broadcast, the main ESPN broadcast with Greeny. There's a Game Day one with Reese and his crew, and then Pat's going to do his spectacular.
So, great.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's me, Joel Klatt of Fox. I don't know how much longer that's going to happen.
It's my guy.
Because now that we are Disney, I have no idea.
Yeah.
And Daniel Jeremiah and Charles Davis.
Love it.
And then Joel taps out after Friday night. What's up, Joel? Then we're there the whole Saturday. When we're on my run and everything, Run Rich Run's going to be shown that
stays
day. Stump truck.
Like
it stays like before. We told the same thing with the NFL Game Day. Told the same thing.
Yeah.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.